All right, thanks, guys. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's up, WCNN? We're here at Duo Live. All right, go ahead and introduce yourselves to everyone on WCNN so they can get to know you.
Yeah, what up? This is MC3, one half of Duo Live. Yeah, what's good, Westside? This is DJ Civ, the other half of Duo Live.
All right, so you guys came from the huge New York mixtape circuit, and over here on the West Coast, we don't really know much about it, so can you give us an idea of how big this mixtape game really is over there and, like, what it takes to stand out and get a deal out of, like, the mixtape game?
Man, when we started the mixtape game, we were one of the pioneers in New York with that. And we started in, we put our first mixtape out of working out in 2000, and it was around the time that 50 Cent had just was about to drop his mixtape. And up until that point, not too many cats were really doing mix CDs like that. There was more DJs doing them than artists. So we were one of the first artists to come out. And I mean, like, it just exploded. It exploded. And you got cats like, to this day, like Pat Boos, who got deals and came out of, directly out of the mixtape circuit. We actually come more out of the whole independent grind than just the mixtape circuit. We weren't limited to the mixtape circuit. We were putting albums out as well as mixtapes. But we put out, what is it, 4 mixtapes?
Yeah.
Four mixtapes, and they've all been very successful. Probably sold a total of, I don't know,
six
mixtapes. Probably sold 100,000 copies just off our mixtapes.
Wow.
And, you know, it's beautiful, man. Like, the mixtape thing is blossomed and it's bloomed, and we love it, man, because that's what you get to hear artists doing, raw as fall. You know what I'm saying? Just doing it for the love. No gimmicks, no hugs, no nothing, just rapping. Rapping and, you know, over dope beats. So it reminds you of, like, old school hip hop.
All right, so tell us, what do you think is the secret to the grind of actually pushing those mixtapes out and selling 100,000 copies?
Perseverance, man, and just, well, and knowing that it's hard work, man, just knowing it's not, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, the grind, listen, in organization, a lot of people aren't organized, but they hustle. You know, a lot of cats just hustle willy-nilly, go out when they feel. We literally made a job and a career out of hustling in the streets. We had a set time every day where we would get out. We had a set time we stopped. We had an office, man. And this was off the straight grind. We had an office. We had, you know, a whole team and a staff and, you know, promo materials. And it was really organized. And that's why Duo Live has been the most successful independent hip-hop group on the streets ever, selling over 200-something thousand CDs independently because we organized ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and made it an actual distribution network more than just a hustle, you know, fly-by-night hustle. So it takes a lot of work, man. It takes a lot of belief. You got to believe in yourself, man. Believe in your product. You got good products.
All right. So what advice would you give someone who's just starting out to try to, like, put something together?
I'd say master your craft, man. Like, make sure the product that you put out is good and it's viable, man, because people just, you know, like, okay, like you said, you know, we started our label in 96. We started doing music together in, like, 89, man.
Hmm.
And, like, between 89 and 96, we didn't put out a song. We put out our first song in 96, and it was just one song. Like, we were just testing the market.
Exactly.
Like, people start rapping. They start doing, like, they do little freestyles. They start producing, and they throw those songs immediately out. Like, okay, I'm trying to put this mix. I started rapping. I'm trying to put this mixtape together. And, I mean, in one sense, you know, it's like, you know, you applaud the effort. But another brother's like, yo, you're not ready yet, man. You're really not ready yet. You need to master your craft. And, you know what I mean? That'd be my advice. Like, yo, perfect your craft, man.
Exactly.
When people buy whack music in the street, that alienates them from buying other people's CDs.
Yeah,
it fucks up the streets.
Totally.
And the key is this. That's another thing I wanted to say is, like, don't treat the streets as something separate than the mainstream. Like, don't feel like because you're on the streets, your music can be of lesser quality. That's bullshit.
Right.
Duo Live has always been as dope or doper than any artist that's out in any shelf in any record store. We made a point that we want to put music out so we were comparable with our peers. So, you know, don't look at music and say, well, I know my shit ain't like Kanye, so I can go put it on the streets. I won't put it in the stores, but I'll put it in the street. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Your music game sure should be comparable to anybody else who's out there. You know, Duo Live is trying to compete with 50, Kanye, everybody else in the game. So when we put music out on the street, it's the same quality as you would put out in the stores. So that's something different. That's something else I want to caution young people want to come up in the game. Don't underrate or undervalue, you know, the underground market or the street market. Don't do that.
All right. So now you're working on your actual like studio album, but is there a difference like conceptually in coming up with the album as opposed to approaching a mixtape? Obviously the quality is going to be the same, but tell us about that.
Definitely. You know, it's funny, all our projects, even our mixtapes, kind of carry themes. We do theme projects, so in a lot of ways, we approach it similarly, but we're much more careful about the album, of course. It's songs, versus a mixtape might not even be so much songs, as more just ideas, sets of beats. These are actual ideas that we've developed into songs, into records that we feel like we want to introduce to maybe the world. And sometimes a mixtape is not something you do. Like, we do most of our mixtapes for the street, to be honest with you. Like, we do it for a certain select set of people. But when we do albums, we do it for everybody. So this new album we got is called A Color of Money. It's in stores October 23rd. It's for the world. It's for the world to hear. We designed it and themed it for everyone. You know, people of all ages, no matter where you're from, what language you speak, to enjoy this album. So, yeah, it's a little different approach. Similar, yet different.
All right. So, Color of Money is a new album coming out. What would you say is the concept behind the album?
Money. Money. No, I'm just joking. Like, the concept is money, but it's more about the socioeconomic relevance of money in the black community and in the ghetto communities across the world. You know, it's a socioeconomic synopsis. Like the struggle, the day-to-day struggle of people who don't have money or weren't taught how to spend money, weren't taught how to acquire money, weren't taught how to maintain and sustain money once they get it. And that seems to be the plague in our community. And it's kind of destroying the black family, the fact that we can't hold on to money. First, we can't get it. And once we get it, we don't know how to hold on to it, but build and develop it and turn it into an empire. So, it's a dope album, man. It's a dope album because all the messages are so well crafted. You know, there's not a preachy word or line on the album. None of the beats are too overpowering or too emotional, you know, too stirring for someone to be like, well, I can't get into this. It's something for everybody. It's dope music. It's dope beats, dope rhymes. And the theme is there. And the message is obviously there. You know what I'm saying? And we need to get this money. We need to establish ourselves with this money. We need to use this money for good and not evil. That's the bottom line. So it's still Apple, man. Color Money.
That sounds extremely interesting. So, how would you describe the sound of the album, actually? Like, I know it's probably hard to compare it to other people, but can you try to give our... I guess we're going to have a song up, too, but can you try to give our readers, like, a... describe the sound a little bit?
Wow, you know, it's funny. We call it, like, it's a sound. Our sound, personally, we call it rock the rock. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we follow the times, life and times of His Imperial Majesty, and we incorporate that into our music. But like you said, not preachy. We also have Caribbean influences. Like, you know, both of our families come from different islands in the Caribbean. And that, along with that old school New York boom back, you know what I mean? Like, all that combined, man, that's what we call rock the rap. Yeah. I think this album particularly, I'm just going off the pace of it and the mood. It's head nod out. This is definitely, you know, an album that you listen to. You know, you might pour yourself a nice drink, you know, sit with your girl, you know, get you a nice roll something up, sit back and enjoy this album. You can ride out to this album. It's definitely car music, listen to music, some shit you want to ride out to. You know what I'm saying? It's a dope album. It's a wake-up album. It's an album you wake up to in the morning, start your day, get you motivated, and might be an album you close your day with as well. It's one of those albums. It's a motivating album. You know what I'm saying? So that's the vibe. It's motivation music. You know, it's good music.
All right. Sounds really exciting. All right, so you're working with Talib Kweli a lot on this record. Tell us about your relationship with him.
Oh, wow, man. Like, he's family. Like, actually, like I said, we started in 89, and when we started in 89, the duo was a trio, actually. It was myself, Bree, and Talib. And, you know, he just went on to do his own thing. You know, Bree and I, we were both based in the same neighborhood, so we stuck at it, kept going. And, you know, we just, as of late, like, Talib featured on the album. He's on the potential second single song called Caught Up. And, like, we've also been doing some shows with him in different areas. Yeah, we've been touring with him a bit. And that's family, man. We came up together. So it's a pleasure for us to reunite at this time where, you know, his career is peaking and our career is starting to really climb, you know, mainstream. You know, our careers, we've peaked in the street, so it's a beautiful time, you know? We've always had our mutual respect for each other's work, so, you know, our relationship is dope.
That's cool. All right, and then you've got Fabulous on the single Princess. I saw, like, you guys had some footage of, like, the making of that song on your MySpace page, but can you tell us about, like, your experience recording, going in the studio and recording that?
Oh, man, it was dope, man. We did the song Princess, and we were looking for the right type of person to put on the record. And we're from Bed-Stuy, Babs from the Stuy, from our hood in Brooklyn. And we actually came up with his management and people run his label and what have you. Like, we all went to high school together, so it was kind of a no-brainer. We thought about it. We was like, Fab's perfect. We're trying to get at the ladies with this record. Who better? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Fab is cool as a fan, man. He's a humble, humble dude. Came in the studio. Very professional, knocked his shit out. He listened to what I did, he got in theme, he focused, and he joined in on the record in the best possible way. And shout out to Fab, you know, that's a real nigga, that's a good dude. And I mean, really, I've worked with a lot of artists. His professionalism, for him to be his age and, you know, as young as he is, it definitely precedes him. You know what I'm saying? Very professional when he comes to the studio, handles his business, takes care of it, gets it done. You know what I'm saying? So it was a pleasure working with Fab.
Cool. All right, so what do you hope that people that buy your album actually get out of it at the end of the day?
Honestly, this is a setup album, and I'm hoping that they listen and say, these kids got some shit. I can't wait for the next album. God knows we can't wait for the next album. And Dub CNN can't wait for the next album. Trust me, it's going to be great. So I really hope that people get the setup, that we lure them in with this album. That's all we're trying to do. It's just give them an idea of the type of colors that Dwell is bringing to the game. And once they see that rainbow, they say, wow, you know what I'm saying? We can fuck with these kids. They got a lot of different stuff to offer us, a lot of different sounds. I can't wait to see what they're going to do next. And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to bring them into the Dwell Live world.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say to all the fans, everyone on WCNM reading this?
Just check us out, man. Dwell Live, you know, comes out October 23rd. It's called The Color of Money. Yeah, support the hood. That's one of our mottos, man. Support the hood. You know, by buying our album, you're definitely supporting the hood in many more ways than one. You know, not just because we're hood, but we support the hood. Our efforts, our message, everything supports the hood. So support the hood. Cop Dwell Live on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Color of Money. Check our website now. We got the motto, man. No offense, WCNN, but our motto is, our website's better than yours. And our website is duo-live.com. Duo-live.com. Check that out. Check the MySpace out. MySpace.com/duolive. Also, the YouTube. YouTube.com/duolivenyc. We keep the exclusive videos popping. Yeah, man. We love, man. It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure for us to be doing this interview with WCNN.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We love the West Coast. We represent that, too. And we plan to be out there a lot.